Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. I mean, if there is a CrossFit workout that would have to be profoundly high on the list of all-time most popular workouts, it would probably be heavy deadlifts. And that's what we have today. We have five sets of three for your friend and mine, the deadlift. If you have not already, please stop this video, watch the other video attached to today's training entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, and more, all the critical information. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. I've attached a YouTube video, but you could also go to iTunes, Spotify, whatever, and listen to it as a podcast format as well. But you want that information for today's heavy day. Okay, the last time we did this exact rep scheme was on November 3rd, 2020. We, of course, have a video showing the deadlift. Super Fitness Robot Loading would be holding 80% or more of your one rep max across all sets. More likely is anywhere above 50% of your one rep max. Scaled option is still five sets of three deadlift because you can just lower the weight down to very light, to an empty barbell, to a broom handle or PVC pipe, and darn near anybody in the world could do this workout. And so I guess my point is, if you're new, don't try to be a hero with the loading. Make a smart call with the loading. Appropriately challenge yourself. Be smart, be safe, and just make it a technique day. Walk out of the gym better at the deadlift than you walked in. That's a home run. Limited equipment option. No barbell, but they are trusty dumbbells. We assume most people have a pair of 50s for the men, a pair of 35-pounders for the women, based upon what previously made an appearance in the CrossFit Games Open. But if you have other dumbbell loadings available to you, feel free to use them. But for the limited equipment crew, their heavy day is dumbbell single-leg stiff-legged deadlifts, three sets of 12 per leg, dumbbell deadlifts, regular deadlifts, three sets of 30, heaviest weight you can, you know, so if you get different dumbbells, go for it. And then single-arm dumbbell bent-over rows, four sets of 12 per arm. And we've got videos showing all of those movements right there. No equipment workout of the day. Five rounds, not for time. That's what it says for quality, not for time. Everything we do is for quality. 10 left leg, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts. 10 right leg, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts. 25 glute bridges, 10 broad jumps, and a 20-second plank hold. Now, those single-leg, stiff-legged deadlifts, those are the same movement that the limited equipment option is doing, but you're just doing it without any loading. You're just going through the movement, and that will add up over time. And the glute bridges can also be done with a barbell, but you're just doing the movement with no loading. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. There's the movement that we were just talking about, barbell glute bridges. So you have an either-or for this first piece. Either barbell glute bridges or glute ham raises. The glute ham raise is a phenomenal movement, but requires having a GHD, which not everyone has, so we'd like to give you another option. So if you don't, and you're going to choose to do the accessory work, you can do the barbell glute bridges, three sets of 5 to 10 reps, and there's a video there. Or glute ham raise, three sets of 5 to 10 reps on that, and there's a video for that. The other portion of the optional accessory work is also an either-or. It's bent over rows. It's just, do you want to do them with dumbbells or with a barbell? If you have ample loading to make it challenging with the one-arm dumbbell rows, I would choose the dumbbells because just unilateral work is so beneficial. But if you don't and you need to have the loading, the barbell bent over row will treat you just fine. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes of casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch and the glute stretch, both of those holding for 1 to 2 minutes. And then foam roller for the back and lats. And all of those stretches have video. Hope you enjoyed the heavy day. For most of us, tomorrow is a rest day. And as always, I encourage you to take it. And I'll see most of you back here on Friday.